Be'ezer Shem Mizbuch, we begin paragraph V, the fourth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Maisa Gabonis, the laws of how to go ahead and bring a carbon in the Sefer Avodah, where in this paragraph we discuss regarding the obligation of the carbon being brought during the daytime, and that it has to be done l'shma for the sake of this carbon, and the one who's bringing the carbon, as Rambam begins Halacha Aleph, regarding Kala Karbonis, all the sacrifices, Imakriven Eisim Ela B'yem. You only sacrifice it during the daytime, Shem, like it says the Pasim Yikra, Be'yom Tzavois is B'nei Yisrael, on the day that he commands the Jewish people, Lahakavis Karbanim, to sacrifice their Karbanis, which by him, is during the daytime and not at night. Lafika, therefore, in Shechim Zbachim Elbayim, you only slaughter the Karbanis during the daytime. And the Inzer can dumb Elbayim Ashchita, we also only spray the blood on the day of when it was slaughtered. Krishnemet says in the Pasig, Bayim Hakriva as Zivchri, on the day that he sacrifices his slaughtering, which tells us, Bayim Hazvichim, on the day of the slaughtering, Tiahakrava. It says, Bayim Hakriva as Zivchri. On the day of when you slaughter is when you do the sacrificing. Now, therefore, v'kimet shashakacham, once the sun sets, nifsladam, the blood becomes invalidated because the hakrava has to be on the same day when you did the shechita. Now, halacha beis, kol shekorvu matirav bayim, anything that its permitters have been brought that day, as we're going to shortly explain, like say, the spraying of the blood is what permits the other sacrificial parts. So then, malanoise, then you will elevate, you'll bring up the emurim, or the limbs, al hamizbeach, on the altar, kol halayla, all night long. Ketzad, as Rambam explains, how so? So Zabachim, regarding animal sacrifice, such as nizrik dam bayoim, if its blood was sprayed during the daytime, which is called the matir, it's what permits the emurim to be sacrificed. So if you sprayed the blood during the daytime, which is we have to do the avodah during the daytime, then maktirim emurehim balayla, then you could even burn the sacrificial parts during the nighttime. Asher lamad hashachar, until the break of dawn. So to regarding the limbs of a totally burnt sacrifice. Maktirin oisin balaylo, you sacrifice it at nighttime, at shialam and ashachar, until the break of dawn. Which this is the opening Mishnah in Shas, which Rambam learns it's on both the emurim and on the limbs of an oilam. Now, okay, harchag min apshia, not to, however, to distance a person from negligence, if you can say, oh, I have all night long, and then they might come to actually miss the mark. Amachacham, the sage said, she'imaktir ne'mur ve'ebur ha'oila, that, which is what the Rambam holds, that we don't burn the sacrificial parts and the limbs of the oila, ila atchat says alayla, only up until midnight, to prevent a person from missing all the way past alayla sashacha. Now, halacha gima'ava b'shemut l'hak de'mur ve'ebur ha'oila, although, as we just said, one is permitted to burn the sacrificial parts and the limbs at nighttime, but in ma'achrim oisam ladas, we don't deliberately, consciously push it off. El mishtatlan hakta hakobayim, rather we attempt to sacrifice all of it during the daytime. Because chaviva mitzvah shaita. A mitzvah is dear in its time when you have an opportunity right away to do it. And the proof is shari hekta emun beivorim, because the burning of the sacrificial parts and the limbs, af apishik shem alaylo, although we just explained is valid to be done at nighttime, deichem es shabbos bismanim. But since its time is during the day when you sacrifice it, you're allowed to do malachas on Shabbos as the karbanis to burn them. And the imach meisim lematzah Shabbos, you don't delay them for after Shabbos when you won't have to go ahead and do any malacha on Shabbos because you could do that all night. No, we say mitzah is chaviva b'shaitem, and therefore in general we try to do it during the daytime. Now, halacha dal, called davish in a curve el bayom. Now, regarding anything that could only, it's avoid to be done during the daytime, kagoin, hakoimitz, which these are the matirim, like we said, those things that are permitted, like the imum, could be done at nighttime, but things that could only be done during the daytime, like kagoin, hakoimitz, like the fistful, which that permits the shirayim to be eaten, valavoina, the frankincense, vagatarius, and the incense, of menachas hanesrafis, and the flower offerings that are burnt, mutal hakriven im mevoi hashem. So, but still a lot of sacrifice, a lot of bring them near, when the sun is setting, meaning a few minutes before Shkia, before sundown, and and it could continue being burnt and consumed all night long, like the limbs of the oil. You only have to get it on before the zman, but then it could continue burning throughout the night. Halacha hey, now hanesachim. So regarding the libations, it depends. If they come together with the sacrifice, with the carbon, in kriven el bayim, then it could also only be burnt, only be sacrificed during the daytime. Shemak says in the Pasim Amidbar, it says, Ulineskechem ulishamechem, for your libations and your carbon shlams, which makish nesachem l'shlam. The Pasik is equating, comparing the libations to the shlam, which mashlam bayim, just like the carbon shlam itself, needs to be sacrificed during the daytime, meaning the primary avoid that of like the zrikas adam, of nesachem bayim. So the libations have to be during the daytime. Now, Abnasachma Bomb, if they ask my procurement libation that I broke on their own, not on the same time and day as the carbon, the miskatcha malayla or craven malayla, then it actually can be sanctified at nighttime and it can be sacrificed at nighttime. Now, Lafika, therefore, if Nizdamnulay Nisachma Bomb, if they ask my, if a person has an opportunity to bring the Sachim that are coming on their own, actually Magdish and Makriv Malayla. You're actually going to sanctify it and sacrifice it at nighttime, because that's the first opportunity, and we do it as early as we can. And actually, Ba'alisa Shacha Paisel has been. The break of dawn actually will invalidate it, ke'evri oilis, like the limbs of the oilis, which you could do it all night long, but when it comes time for daybreak, it's invalidated because it was left out overnight. Same thing over here would be with the Nesachim. Nahalacha Vav, qualifying these things that are during the daytime, so kol hayem, so the entire day is kosher, is going to be valid, l'smicha, for the avoid of leaning on the animal before you bring the carbon, v'l'shchita, the slaughtering, v'l'malika, which is by a bird carbon when you use the fingernail to cut off the neck, la hector for the burning, la gosha for the bringing it near to the mizbeach, like by the menachos, la zoya the sprayings, for the tenufa and for the wavings, la kmitza and for the taking of the fistful, like by the flower offering, la karban the masafin, and karban the masafin. All those things that are during the daytime, they're kasha all day long. And v'chala laila kasha, and the whole night is valid, la hakdei murm b'murm, for the burning of the sacrificial parts and the limbs, which, zakla, this is the rule. Davish mitzvah sabayim, something that mitzvahs during the daytime, kasha kalayim is valid the whole day. But davish mitzvah sabalayla, something that mitzvahs at nighttime, kasha kalayim, the mitzvahs all night long. V'ava pikim, but even so, the reason why the mitzvahs, those who are diligent, we go ahead and they do it as early as possible in the opportunity of doing the mitzvah. And halacha zayin tells us regarding the maaser karbanos, specifically regarding that, starting in the order of shechita. So kol hazvachim, all the animal sacrifices, ein shechitim oisam leketchila. One does not initially slaughter them. It should be a knife from the service vessels in the base of Mikdash. Now, if it was slaughtered with anything that you could slaughter an unconsecrated animal, then even if it is that which is left over from a reed mat when you're fixing it, so you have this like a sliver of a reed, since it's sharp and one could slaughter an animal with it, Sharon, it's also going to be valid after the fact for a carbon tomb. Moving along after the shechita, halacha ches, v'chol hazvachim, and now all animal sacrifices, shekibul medamim, if one does the next avodah, which is receiving the blood, pachas mechadeh hazaya, he receives the blood less than the amount that can be utilized in the next avodah of spraying the blood, then that regarding the Kabbalah is loin neskadash adam, it actually does not sanctify the blood, it's not a valid Kabbalah. Moreover, not only have to receive a minimum amount that you could do the zrika with, but tzarech leskaven lekabel kol dam. Actually, a person has to have the intent to try to receive all the blood of the animal. Now, kesed oisa, how does he do this? How does he actually do the kabbalah? So, first of all, eiches hasimon beyade. What he has to do is he has to hold the simon, which are the two pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, in his hand, meaning when he's holding the animal by its neck. Umetziam im havrid motech mizrak, and you take them out with the jugular vein into the bowl. So you have basically the neck with its two simanim right there on top of the pole. Then you slaughter the two pipes, or at least the majority of those two pipes, like we said, so that you could be able to receive the entirety of the blood in the vessel. Moreover, when you do the shechita, you lift the knife upwards, so that the blood on the shechita knife itself should not go down from the knife into the bowl. Rather, it should only come from the neck into the bowl. And Vidam Shabasakan, the knife on the blood on the knife, that you don't want to go in because it has to come straight from the neck of the animal inside. Here it's coming from the neck to the knife to the bowl. So actually Vidam Shabasakan, the blood on the knife, you should wipe it on the edge of the bowl on the outside, that blood does not go inside the bowl. And moreover, Avar HaKli HaRehu Kekeli. The airspace of the vessel is like the vessel itself. In other words, you don't have to have that. Actually, the jugular vein has to be in the bowl itself. When you're receiving the blood, the airspace itself is like the vessel itself. Now, related to this is halacha test. Let's say he's receiving the blood. And the bottom of the bowl caves in, so it gets you lose the bottom of the bowl. Kaidim shigi hadam, before the blood reaches la'avar hamizrak hanifchas, to the airspace of the bowl that the bottom got lost, which is significant because we're saying that the airspace of the vessel, like the vessel itself. But here, even before it reached the airspace of the vessel, it lost its bottom. Oh, then loin niskav the shadam, then the blood's not going to be sanctified. Sha'avish ein seif al-nuch, this is called airspace that's not going to end up landing on the bottom, because it's not even in the airspace. And when it gets there, there is no bottom already. Ein dikamunach, then it's not like it was placed, and therefore one did not do a kabbalas hadam. Halacha Yud continues regarding another halacha, which is the obligation of doing the carbon lishma. So kol hazvachim, all the sacrifices, tzarcha oivit shetia machshavtoi l'shem hazavach. The one who's doing the service has to have that his thought process has to be, first of all, for the namesake of this carbon, what is being brought for, u'l'shem ba'alav, and also for the owner that's bringing it. And this has to be b'shas zvicha, when he's doing the slaughtering, u'b'shas kabbalas adam, the next avoid when he's receiving the blood, and by the next avoid b'shas alach zem, when he's transporting the blood, and by the fourth avoid b'shas zrikas al mezbech, when you're spraying the blood on the mezbech. Kashnemet says the pasuk v'yikru b'sar zevach toidu shlamav, and the meat of the slaughtering, of the thanksgiving of the shlamim, which teaches us, shetia zvicha, that the slaughtering, im arba avoidis, together with all the four avoidis that there are, in, meaning with the other three, that there's a total of four avoidis, have to all be l'shem shlamav, like we're saying, it has to be toidu shlamav, has to be for the sake of his shlamim. Which actually, the Gemara says that we learn out that the shechit has to be for this animal, what's called lishma, from a pasuk that says v'mzevach shlamim karbonim. We really have a one pasuk for that, which should be for the purpose of the shlamim. From this pasuk, besar zevach toidu shlamav, if it's not teaching us regarding shinu of the shame of the animal, it teaches us regarding shinu bailam, that it can't be a different owner having in mind. It has to be for this owner. And we have a pasuk for the Kabbalah Saddam of Hamakvist Damashlamim. We have a pasuk regarding Halocha and Zrika. We have a sukkim for each one that tells us that it has to be for the sake of that carbon by these four avoidas and for the sake of the owner. And the Chen Shar Kabbanis, it's not just regarding the Toida, the Shlamim, it's regarding all Kabbanis because the pasuk actually equates all Kabbanis to each other. So it's all being compared. So just like Shlam has this Halacha, so it's regarding all other Kabbanis. Now, mshachat va'avad. Let's say someone did the slaughtering and did the avoida of shar avoidas. We're going to all these different avoidas of the carbon. Stum, unspecified, v'lechashem klal, ba'al v'shlam. He didn't have anything in mind by the totally burnt sacrifice or by the shlam. So that's going to be valid and it's going to fulfill the owner's obligation. And that's specifically for the oil and the shlamim, that they have this halacha of stama, l'shma, like it says in opening Mishnah Masechet Svachim, that it's going to be valid. Now, Halacha Yud Aleph concludes, the one who's doing the avodah has to have in mind when he's slaughtering the oila, l'shem shishadvarm, for the following six ideas. It has to be l'shem hazevach, like we said, for the namesake of this carbon, that's an oila, nothing else. L'shem hazevach, for the owner, like we said, it's for this one who's bringing it. Number three, v'shazevach l'hashem baruch hu, that the carbon is being brought for Hashem. And v'shektir l'ishem, and that it should be burnt for the fires. In other words, he should have in mind that he's burning it on the fires and not to make it roasting for eating it. Number five is v'shaktaros l'rech b'vad, that the burning is for the aroma itself, meaning not that you should roast the limbs off the fires and then put it on the fires because then it's not going to have that aroma. And number six, v'shaktarech zeh, and that this aroma should be nachas ruach l'pnei Hashem, should be a pleasant aroma in front of Hashem. Those are the six things you have to have in mind. Not the Mishachat Stam, but if he slaughtered unspecified without having this in mind, Kasha is going to be valid, commission, like we explained previously at the end of the previous halacha. Now, moreover, if someone slaughters a sin offering or a guilt offering, then he has to have in mind, L'shem oise hached, Shabbalah, for the namesake of that sin, whatever is being brought for, that should also be having in mind when the Chatzis and Asham is being brought.